The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Bernie Edwards, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 320 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show again is Michelle Scribner-McLean again.
You make it sound like it's a surprise that I'm here.
It's like, wow, you made it.
Yeah, 320 shows. How did we do it?
I don't know.
Hey, Mike, I was in Dick's Sporting Goods today, and I found the perfect Christmas gift for me for running.
Can I guess what they were?
Go ahead.
Battery-operated, remote-control, heated insoles.
Yes! They are. Yeah. So they have a little remote control. You can put them in your shoes and for those cold runs. I think it's perfect for me.
And they're a bargain at $179.95.
Oh, I think
$1.79.
I think there's another pair for $129.95. But why the heck not, I say.
I don't know.
You could get a running watch or you could get these things. So.
Wow.
I think you should just be putting your pennies away. All right, you ready for some shout-outs?
Out away.
All right. So we had a whole bunch of people running this weekend, and I would like to name a few. And let's see. Scott Rames was doing a long run before he's doing the Marine Corps Marathon. Selma Bueller did the Chicago Marathon. Ian Connor did the Chicago Marathon. And let's see. Roberta Newell, who's I think going to our dessert party in January, Roberta Newell did the Newport, Rhode Island half marathon, and a whole bunch more people. Let's see, Jerry Cross did the Lucy half in Jamestown, New York, and Ryan Treichler did the Chicago marathon. So many running events this weekend.
Tis the season to be running.
Yeah. So who do we have on the show today?
We have on our show today the author of The Runner's Guide to Walt Disney World, otherwise known as Magical Miles, the one, the only, Megan Biller. Hello, Megan.
Hello. I'm excited to be on with you guys again.
Welcome back. And Megan's been on the show a few times. She and I managed to hang out a little bit on the January cruise. Are you going on that again, Megan?
I am not. Ah. I will be running the marathon, but no cruise this time.
Phooey. Too bad. So you have a new edition of your book, right?
Yes, it's coming out very, very soon, and like we always do, we are updating, and we've got some new additions to this one, but yep, the 2016 edition is coming out soon.
And so how many years have you been doing this?
This is the fourth edition.
Wow, that's amazing. Time flies.
It does.
That's really cool. So can you tell us a little bit about what's changed between 2015 and 2016 in your book?
Yes. Well, first of all, Run Disney is always making changes, as we know. Whether it's how to input your proof of time or adding a whole new series of races like they did with Star Wars The Dark Side. So a lot of it is just going through, making sure we're keeping things up to date so that the new or the veteran runner can look through the guide and, know what's going on without having to necessarily search for it on, the Run Disney website or various places on the internet. So a lot of it is just keeping things up to date, updating a few of our tips as well. Even things like menus. Menus change too, so we've updated those.
Oh, so you actually have menus in your book?
Well, I shouldn't say menus. We have, for each restaurant, we kind of give an overview of what's offered, including some of the favorites. So, for example, Pecos Bill restaurant just totally overhauled their menu. Mm-hmm. So we made that change on there, showing that no longer is it burgers. So
it's not burgers at all?
No, it's all Mexican food now.
Oh, wow. That was one of the few places I could actually get a veggie burger.
Yeah, wow. I don't know why it changed, but it did. So.
Interesting.
Wow. So, Megan, as we try to get a little bit of background information about you, so tell the audience how long you've been doing running Disney races.
All right. I started in 2012 by running the Princess Half Marathon. And since then, I've run in Disneyland. I've run multiple races in Walt Disney World, with January weekend being my absolute favorite.
Why do you like that one the best?
I think it's a lot because it offers so many different races, especially with the marathon distance. I'm actually going back for my fourth year in a row. Who would have thought that I would have wanted to keep running the marathon there? And I also like that it comes at a good time too. I mean, it is a little close to Christmas, but it's a good time to get out of Michigan. I really enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So, Megan, when people write to you and ask you questions about running Disney, what are the most popular questions that you get, or the most common questions that you get?
But hands down, most common is, where should I stay?
Wow.
Yeah, it's very interesting that that's the most common question. Another is usually regarding registration, because I know, you know, those of us who have run so many races, even though registration is stressful, we kind of have it down to some extent. Right. You know, we know to be on before noon and get ready. A lot of the new runners don't know what to do, and they get really stressed out over it. And that's completely understandable, because those races sell out so fast. So registration is definitely another one. Or what race should I do? We get that a lot also. And it's, you know, that's such a tough question to answer, because, you know, my answer is going to be different than Krista's answer. That's going to be different than maybe what you two would answer. So, you know, we try to give information that will help them determine what's best for them. You know, if the kids are coming, that might make it a different answer, if it's a matter of what time of the year. So, you know, just laying all of those things out so that people can make that decision on their own.
And Krista is your contributor to this
book. Yes. Okay. Yes, she is. She is very helpful because she lives in Florida. So she can sometimes get to those races a little easier than I can.
So when you're running the races, can you enjoy the races? Are you always looking at them like, oh, I need to add this to the book. Oh, I need to take that out of the book. Or
it's a little of both, honestly. I always joke that every race is also considered research, so it's kind of a bonus.
Right. Yeah, we try that one too.
Yeah. But at the same time, it is kind of sometimes my poor husband, sometimes I'll call him and be like, can you write this down? Because otherwise I'm going to forget it. And he takes it in stride. He's great. But on the flip side, he also helps with the spectating. So it's nice that, you know, I can get, if I'm running, he can help with the spectating side of it. So I'm able to get both parts.
Megan, I'd like to ask you about the inspiration to write the book. There must have been a race that you were doing, something that occurred to you that said to you, you know, I think it's probably worthwhile to invest in some time and effort and put together a book on how to go about doing whatever you need to do to participate in a Run Disney event. Can you bring us back to that moment and talk about what inspired you to write this book?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a little backstory. My parents have brought me to Walt Disney World when I was very little. It was always my favorite vacation destination, and so I've gone many times, and I know Walt Disney World like the back of my hand. Then I decided to run Disney race and kind of freaked out, not knowing what to expect. You know, now we've got to go to an expo, and how do I get, you know, where do I go to get to the start line, and where can my husband go to watch me finish? And I was slightly overwhelmed. But then also I found that I had to like scour the internet to find all the answers to my questions. And some of them I still couldn't get answers to. And so I was talking with Krista, and we were both in the same boat of this. We can't be the only ones, you know, who know Walt Disney World so well, but then you throw a race in and you didn't know what to do. And so we just decided that it'd be really helpful to have everything in one place. Whereas, yeah, you can go online and you can find all the answers, but you're jumping from here to there and you're getting people's opinions and sometimes also incorrect information. And so we thought it would be this really good idea to have everything in a guidebook, to also include resorts and restaurants, because as a runner, as you two well know, it is completely different deciding what resort and restaurants you want to go to as opposed to going on vacation there. So that was a lot of the inspiration, was being able to put it all in one spot, make it easy for both the beginning runner and the veteran runner, because it is about 50-50 when it comes to a race, you know, how many beginning runners there are. And just offering advice and tips for all of those little things, like, you know, if you bring your throwaway clothes and you throw them off to the side, it's okay because they're going to pick them all up and donate them. Or, you know, make sure that you bring a camera along because the photographers aren't PhotoPass photographers, you know, things like that. So, yeah, we just thought that it'd be very helpful for these for those who either have or haven't been to Walt Disney World and wanted to add that race into it.
Got it. So you were telling us offline that you some special things have changed in this edition of the book, and one of which is who wrote the foreword to the book.
Yes, as many Run Disney runners know, Jeff Galloway is the official training consultant, and we have had, well, especially me, I've had the opportunity to speak with him many times at expos. And first of all, I just want to talk about what a genuine guy he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is so interested in your story, and it's just it's wonderful to speak. I just walk away feeling like I could conquer anything after talking with him. Mm-hmm. And so we approached him, and I asked if he would write the foreword, and he not only offered to write the foreword, but he offered to write a section in the training portion of our book.
Oh my gosh.
With some tips. And so he, again, above and beyond, which is completely Jeff. Mm-hmm. And so we have a very special foreword from Jeff Galloway.
Oh, that's awesome. Terrific. So what other things have changed for this edition of the book that you'd like people to know about?
Another aspect that we added is we have some Run Disney race history. And a lot of people don't realize that Run Disney is actually fairly new, the name Run Disney. Mm-hmm. So we have some information on the Disney Endurance Series, starting from the very first marathon. And even, you know, at one point there was a triathlon, and there's all of these different little things. And then we also got a little insight into what goes into planning a race. Everything from how far in advance they have to start thinking about the course, and if it's a new race, everything that kind of is involved, or if it's a race that's being repeated, a race weekend. So the different aspects of what goes into the race weekend.
Okay, that's really cool. So I wanted to just, I have the table of contents from 2015, just to give people an idea of the depth and breadth of what you have here. I'm just going to read the chapters really quickly. You're running in Disney now, what? And then Run Disney events, registration, race preparation, where to stay, eating in the world, transportation, race essentials, what to bring, health and fitness expo, pre-race activities, post-race activities, the kids races, 5K, 10K, half marathon events, the challenges, spectator information. It's not just a race, it's a vacation too. After the big event, and then the best of Run Disney. And I looked, I thought I saw here that you had something about podcasts too. Am I right?
Yes,
chapter four.
We do. Yes,
wondering.
We do. In the training essentials, we also include podcasts. And I do believe there is a shout out to a specific podcast in the 2016 edition.
Very nice. Thank you. I'm assuming you mean us.
But yes,
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't assume too much. So I'm curious about what you think about the Parrish race. Is that going to be included in 2016?
In the Run Disney events, we include all of them, including Disneyland in Disneyland Paris, just so that if you look through the book, you know all of the races. They're all listed. And so the Paris race is mentioned, and as long as I'm able to get in, that is on my race schedule. So there may be a little supplement coming, because I'm telling you already, that is a whole new ball game.
Right. Oh, yeah, we know that. We actually just talked about that in our last podcast that we recorded. And also we talked about, somebody wanted to know about the history of Run Disney events. So now we know who we have to have on the show. Because Mike knows some of them, but we need to hear about some of the others too.
So, Megan, I wanted to ask you, as someone who has spent a lot of time and effort and probably late nights writing about everything that you feel that is important for novice runners to know before they enter the world of Run Disney, I wanted to ask you, and I forgot my question. I wanted to ask you, like us, we know we live this a lot. We see a lot of things. If I was to ask you, what would you like to see Run Disney do? What would you like to see them change? Or what areas do you think need to be altered? What, you know, as someone who's covered so much and written so much about the brand, the Run Disney brand, what are your feelings? What would you like to see things changed or improved or something like that?
You know, a lot of it, I feel that they do address, you know, they do listen, which is great. Of course, there's little things that I would love to see changed. For example, I know that they can get away with the high, race fees, but it is hard on the wallet. It definitely deters me from running more. I guess I'll say that. Another thing that I've noticed more is course crowding. To the extent where now I'm slightly concerned about safety, which is not good. Disney is known for, you know, being a place for safety. But another thing that the one that I probably feel the most strongly about is that, especially with Dopey, I feel like the 5K is no longer family friendly.
Mm. Yeah, we've talked about that too on here.
Yeah, that one just really, it frustrates me, because that's the one race where I feel like the littlest ones would be able to, I mean, they might be able to run 3 miles. I've seen many little kids run 3 miles. But, you know, it's without it being timed and with the characters, like that's the one thing that I'd always told people, oh, you can do the 5K with your family. And now I feel like they're making that not as doable. So that's definitely another area that I would like to see. Some of the other stuff has nothing to do with Run Disney. You know, definitely some attitudes that you see at the race, and some of that you have to overlook. But overall, I'm very pleased with how they, if something goes wrong, they're pretty quick to address it. And it may take some trial and error, and that's totally understandable. For example, the proof of time, my goodness, watching how that's all been playing out has been really interesting. But, you know, as we all know, it's needed, so.
Yeah, I agree. Have you found that Run Disney has been cooperative? Because I think when we had you on the show before, you didn't say that they were not cooperative, but, they have a lot to manage. Do you have them at your beck and call, or is it kind of tricky?
Yes, I have them on speed dial now. When I have a specific question, they have been very helpful. Obviously, there are some things they are not allowed to say, which is completely understandable. But if there's little questions that pop up, I know they want the correct information out too. So they have been helpful. And again, it's just little things, not like them telling me new races that are coming. I have absolutely no idea. But yes, they have been helpful.
That's cool. So I like electronic books. I like hardcover books, but I have so many books with my job that I like to have things on Kindle or things like that. Is your book available electronically?
Yes, it will be paperback and available as ebook for all the main ones, Kindle, Nook, and iBooks.
Oh, very nice, very nice. And if people want to get a paper copy, what would they do?
The best thing is to go to our website, which is runnersguidetowdw.com. From there, you can click buy the book. And soon it will say 2016 edition, and it will have links to purchase either the paperback or the ebook.
Her name is Megan Biller, and she has given us a gift. It's called The Magical Miles, The Runner's Guide to Walt Disney World. And Megan, we are so appreciative of you spending some time with us to talk about this Run Disney Bible, and we wish you the best of success.
Well, thank you. Your podcast has gotten me through many a long run.
Oh, that's nice. I wanted to share, too, you have a Facebook page that people can follow, too, and a Twitter, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're on all of them.
Can you tell us how they'll find you there?
Yes. Facebook, it's facebook.com/runnersguidetowdw. And then Twitter and Instagram is @runndw.
Say it one more time. You cut out, of course, right at the end.
Of course I did. I'm moving too much. Twitter and Instagram is @runndw.
Got it. Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
And I hope we get to see you in January.
Yes, definitely.
So for Megan Biller, for Michelle Scrubden-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. If you would like to support the Mickey Miles Podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. And don't forget, if you have any questions, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.